Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, March 28th, 2024. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Radio Network News Desk, live from the Dothan Farm and Ranch south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by Cooking with the King Dude Meat Rubs. Try a bag of Beast and Butt Rub for pork and Acadiana Steak Rub and Seasoning. A taste of Louisiana for American beef. Our rubs feature competition quality with home-cooked convenience and are created by Mike Church. Available at mikechurch.com/rubs. Here's what to listen for this hour. Two bodies recovered, four remain missing after bridge collapse. Sean Diddy Combs alleged victims talking a lot with concrete, detailed, explicit allegations of sex trafficking. Joe Lieberman, former Connecticut senator, 2000 vice presidential nominee, dead at the age of 82, and Disney continues to hurt its own shareholders with a woke political agenda. Authorities have suspended efforts to recover victims of the bridge collapse at the Port of Baltimore and are beginning to clear debris so as to reopen the busy commercial waterway as quickly as possible. The bodies of two men were recovered early, but four remain missing. The volume of tangled steel and pavement below the surface of the river made further search and retrieval impossible. We've exhausted all search efforts in the areas around the wreckage, Colonel Roland Butler, Jr., superintendent of the Maryland State Police, told reporters on Wednesday. Federal officials were acting on specific allegations of sex trafficking when they raided two of Diddy's homes on Monday, and they say his alleged victims have not been holding back during interviews. An officer with the Department of Homeland Security told the New York Post the case has been active for several weeks as authorities investigate a range of allegations against the 54-year-old rapper mogul. "We believe there is a disturbing history of sex trafficking," said the Miami-based officer who spoke under condition of anonymity. The first Jewish American to be nominated on a major party's ticket died Wednesday at the age of 82. According to a statement from his family, Joseph Lieberman, a former senator from Connecticut, died on Wednesday afternoon following complications from a fall. Elected originally as a Democrat, he won re-election in 2006 as an independent after losing the Democratic Party primary. Our quote of the day, as Lent is the time for greater love, listen to Jesus' thirst. He knows your weakness. He wants only your love. He wants only the chance to love you. Blessed Teresa of Calcutta. And coming up, today is Holy Thursday, the commemoration of the Last Supper of Jesus Christ when he established the sacrament of Holy Communion prior to his arrest and crucifixion. You're listening to Crusade Radio Network News.
We've all heard the cliche, that's your bread and butter, meaning this is what you've gotten so good at and it's so important you can literally do it in your sleep or blindfolded. Well, that's what my Beast and Butt Rub is becoming to hundreds of American families, their go-to bread and butter seasonal. Try it and I guarantee it will become your family's favorite too. Use it on veggies, eggs, popcorn, chicken, and yep, pork ribs and butts. Pick up a bottle or six today at shop.mikechurch.com.
Today we remember Holy Thursday, the commemoration of the Last Supper of Jesus Christ, when he established the sacrament of Holy Communion prior to his arrest and crucifixion. It also commemorates his institution of the priesthood. The holy day falls on the Thursday before Easter and is part of Holy Week. Jesus celebrated the dinner as a Passover feast. Christ would fulfill his role as the Christian victim of the Passover for all to be saved by his final sacrifice. The Last Supper was the final meal Jesus shared with his disciples in Jerusalem, and during the meal, Jesus predicted his betrayal. The central observance of Holy Thursday is the ritual reenactment of the Last Supper at Mass. This event is celebrated at every Mass as part of the liturgy of the Eucharist, but is specially commemorated on Holy Thursday. He also establishes the special priesthood for his disciples, which is distinct from the priesthood of all believers. During the Passover meal, Jesus breaks bread and gives it to his disciples, uttering the words, "This is my body, which is given for you." Subsequently, he passes a cup filled with wine and he says, "This is my blood." It is believed that those who eat of Christ's flesh and blood shall have eternal life. Conservative nonprofit America First Legal accused Disney of hurting its own shareholders with its woke political agenda that has its family-friendly programs pushing an anti-police and anti-white content. The 50-page letter was written by former U.S. Department of Justice member and AFL Senior Vice President Reed Rubenstein. It says Disney Plus programming, such as its Rise Up, Sing Out cartoon, that racism in the world affects me and you, and that their skin color is what defines them. This woke virtue signaling has had economic and reputational consequences, he said, stating that since February of 21, Disney's market cap has fallen nearly 40%. Stay tuned to the Crusade Radio Network with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Radio Network, seeking news and finding truth.